This is Aaron. Area 54.
Area 54. Area 54.
Thank you.
Legendary 54, Tim and Mike here on 94.7. Appreciate you guys tuning into the show. Just heard a song by Gaudi. The song's called Crucial Data. Great dub album, huh, Mike?
Yeah.
It's a pretty interesting album.
A little bit of everything on that album.
It's, you know, some dub with a pretty fast house beat on some of the songs. Pretty cool tracks that get going pretty well. In Between Times is the name of the new Gaudi album, just came out, and it's on my player right now for sure. The Bees before that did a song called Winter Rose. That was the Bees' remix of that song. Slide 5 did Casey Doppler. Haven't played that one. That's a retro throwback going way back in time off of Abductions and Reconstructions by the Thievery Corporation compilation there. Air did a song called Le Voyage de Penelope as off of Moon Safari. Start off the whole set with Air. Oh, no, Daft Punk. New Daft Punk. New Daft Punk's called Random Access Memories. And just out, Game of Love is the name of the song that we played. And that track, you know, this album Mike and I have been talking about, way too much hype. First of all, I'll just come out and say, and both of us have similar.
It's not out till Tuesday.
Most of us, so. You and I, both have similar opinions to this. I've listened to the album through a couple times, but not really sat down and listened to it. So, in passing, I'll hear it and think we're playing an old Air album. You know, it's got that kind of retro French.
Well, that's this first song kind of reminded me of Air that we played, The Game of Love, and then that's why we put that old Air track right in behind it. Yeah, I don't know if it's a standout album. It's interesting. It's very well produced. But all the mellower tracks sound like old Air, for sure.
Yep.
You know, the auto-tuning, you know, gosh, a lot of auto-tuning in the songs.
That's their signature, though.
And the songs, there's a couple songs with Nile Rodgers. We've heard the other one, the single that they released already. It sounds like a mix of Daft Punk or Air and Chic. And so they kind of have that Daft Punk going back to retro 70s sound in them. They've got a couple of top 40 type songs in there. It's a little bit of everything. They did some interesting, the Georgia Moroder song is an interesting, with a full interview intro of the, song.
Threw us a curveball on that one. I really expected, I knew that there was a collaboration, did not expect there to be a full length spoken word interview with no editing in it.
I think people are going to like this album.
I think so too. I think this is, you know, one of their better albums they've ever produced for sure.
But you said you were disappointed.
No, I wasn't disappointed. I actually like the album.
It's pretty good.
Okay. I just expect you to be disappointed.
No, I wasn't disappointed. I was surprised.
You and I both didn't believe all the hype, though. That's we managed our expectations before it came out, so we didn't have as high expectations.
There's not another Around the World on this album.
No.
But
you can't expect that.
Thank God.
Yeah, really. There's really enough Around the World.
We didn't need that again.
Yeah, we have enough Around the World already.
All right, we're going to play some Michael Jackson.
Let's do it.
No, it's called New Jackson. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
Oh, no. I threw you left and went right, huh?
Did.
Song's called Sat Around Here Waiting. Check it out. It's Tim Mike with you.